This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on a Tuesday morning. Wealthy Custom Exterior is one of our fine sponsors. Wealthy works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Hey, Ken.
Hey.
Well, the Skywatch weather forecast is cloudy today and warming up. A high at 72, mostly cloudy tonight, a low 55. Cloudy tomorrow again, high 72 and partly cloudy. Chance of rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night with a low 58. 48 now from your official weather station, WILO. And it looks like a lot of rain and thunderstorms, Ken, later this week.
Yeah, it does. We've got rain coming about for about three straight days this week.
But warmer. See a couple nights where it's down to the high 30s and low 40s for the low, but yeah, not too bad.
It's too bad we couldn't get the 70-degree weather with the type of day we had yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be really nice.
Yeah, it would have been. But we'll take what we can get.
Well, we don't have much choice, I don't think.
So did you like yesterday? Did you?
Well, I enjoyed it. I had a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was all right with yesterday.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Didn't it rain a little bit? Yesterday morning?
I think it may have snowed yesterday morning.
Yeah, it did snow a little bit yesterday morning.
Why did I bring that back up?
I know. Don't say that out loud.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I just did.
So you think we're out of the woods on the snow?
Probably, but you never hold your breath.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even if it does come, it won't last very long now. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always warmer this time of year.
Yeah. So I hope we are.
Well, if there's something on your mind, you can talk to Ken and myself at 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. We'll be playing Musical Chairs again here, Ken, at 9 o'clock with Healthy Communities coming in. Ken will sit over here in the official air chair. So Jeremy Kinsler sent us some tickets for the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast yesterday. And I think you gave away a pair this morning.
Uh-huh.
And we've got some more to give away here on WILO during the morning show with Kid and Melissa. And we just wanted to say thanks to Jeremy for bringing those over to us. And we put him in the PSA folder, so we'll be able to tell everyone about that. Also, you and I got an email yesterday. It was from Cole Karchival. He said a large group of people this past Saturday held a fundraiser for his 5-year-old daughter who was diagnosed with leukemia about a year ago. She is doing well with her treatment, and his family would like to say thank you to the community throughout the area. And he wanted us to basically thank everyone on the air for that. And so thank you, folks, if you participated in that or if you've been sending them well wishes. I think we also put a little something on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. And so Cole Karchival wanted to thank everyone for this past Saturday for their large crowd out to support his 5-year-old daughter. So Melissa and I talked about it yesterday, Ken, and I'm still trying to get to the bottom of dialysis in Frankfurt, whether we have it or don't have it or are going to have it. At this point, I think we don't have any units.
I would say that's correct.
Available. I just can't believe in this day and age of technology. Even if it's not worth it for the hospitals, they need to be providing these services. You know, this is tough, man.
Yeah. So, you know, also, it's just like the situation with babies. Yeah.
Babies?
Yeah. So they don't, you know, there's no...
not a whole lot of them are born here.
Well, what I'm saying is that most of them go down to Witham.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if they have some extra trouble or something or...
Well, what I'm saying is that the
just for regular births?
The stuff is not really readily available here either, so...
Well, that's sad also in this day and age. So anyway, we will keep an eye on that. If anybody has some information concerning dialysis or lack of or why we don't have... services like that in what would seem like a third world city if we don't have dialysis machines and proper care for neonatal babies. Michael, good morning.
Hello there. How are you guys today?
All right.
Hanging in there.
Uh-huh.
I wish the little Kirchville girl the best of luck.
Yes, absolutely.
I got another sad story for you.
Okay.
Do you guys, either one of you, watch the evening news?
No.
6:30 on TV?
No. I do when I'm home and can catch it. Mm-hmm. I usually watch CBS.
Well, did you watch it last night?
I saw part of it. I was kind of in and out for that 6:30 to 7.
Well, that's the way it means. Sometimes I'm asleep. But anyway, Jeff Gore had a story on there about a little boy. I think he's about 7 years of age. And he has been taken from his parents, and he was locked up here in the United States. And it's been over a year now. And somehow or another, his dad got to come back. And they showed his dad arriving at the airport, and a little boy standing there waiting on him. And when his dad came through the hallway there, they ran to each other, and they just cried and cried and cried.
I think I did see that.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I think so.
And the very next story was about Trump inviting Tiger Woods to the White House because he won a golf game.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of shows where Trump's priorities are, does it not?
It sure shows where CBS's priorities are, that's for sure.
Now, if that was on Fox, then what would you have said?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I keep it fair. You know, if it's BS, I call it out. I don't care if it's Fox or MSNBC.
Well, I tell you, in fact, Jeff Gore said after that little boy story, he said that is a powerful and moving story there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I saw that, Michael.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's all I got to say for today.
Well, we appreciate you sharing this morning.
Well, you said if you got something to say to me and Ken, call.
Absolutely.
But Ken never says anything.
I know. I'm going to reach over there and smack him around a little bit.
He's still sad about that tiny little office he's got.
Yeah.
And you are, too. You said something.
Yeah, I said something yesterday. It just seems like I don't know, since our remodeling, I mean, it's functional and it works. It's just it's too small and it's not the right size.
I will admit, they were more closets than they were offices.
Well, we don't need much room, but what room we have, we need to be functional.
Yeah.
So,
have you guys ever considered knocking out that wall between your two offices?
No, we'd have to look at each other. I don't want that. No, but there's a couple walls that I told Russ Casper I wish we would have taken down when we when we did the remodeling.
Yeah.
Because there was another employee here at the time who is no longer here.
Oh.
And she had some input on it, and it was, I kind of got the feeling she wanted to, like, be isolated from people. So we let her put the input on, and then she quit two months later. So.
Oh, well, were one of you two guys' offices the one she wanted?
No, it wasn't that. She wanted to keep everything all walled up, you know.
Oh, okay.
I'm all for taking walls down.
Well, like I say, from the outside, that building looks small.
It does, yeah.
But to go inside, it's a big building. It really is.
Yeah, especially from Barner, you could see both buildings that are put together.
Mm-hmm.
And then out here on this side street, it looks real small because you just see part of it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think they had built on this back portion here where the studios are. So.
Well, like I said before, wasn't that a house that people lived in when they ran the, what was it,
appliance store.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
well,
it was.
Looks to me like there ought to be some room in there when I toured the place that you guys could have bigger offices.
Yeah, we probably could have, but I don't know. There's, you know, it's like anything else, and it's also where like the sales office is in the back part, and then the bookkeeping and telesales is in the other back part, and so we try to keep all the studios and programming all together here, which is why we have our offices where we have them, because it's closer to the studios and we're just naturally here, you know. So
that's true. Well, like I say, my favorite room was the blue room.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good looking room.
Yep. We have our
presentation. Well, Ken, don't go to sleep now.
I'm not.
He's all
right. Okay, buddy.
Michael, thanks a lot for the call.
See you guys.
All right.
All right. All right. So 659-3338 is the number to call, or 800-447-4463. 2019 primary election, Ken Hartman, just right around the corner.
Yep, it is.
Now, I don't want to put you on the spot, but what's the other two prior to that that we're not going to carry? They were asking me yesterday at a meeting.
On the 24th, we're having the districts, the contested races in districts 1, 3, and 5. That's on the 24th.
Okay.
25th is the four people running for the two at-large position on the 25th.
Okay. And there's no county elections, right?
No.
This time around? Okay.
No.
So there are some things contested, and, you know, you could tell it's spring in Indiana when the yard signs start coming out for the candidates.
Mm-hmm.
I think this, a week ago Saturday, was it, was when they could start putting them out, or was it this past Saturday?
I think they've been out longer than that.
Yeah, I think just a week, though. I think it was a week.
I think they've been out about 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, nonetheless, they're popping up everywhere like dandelions, and it brings the question, what do we do with all those yard signs afterwards? Do you get them reworded or worded correctly where you could reuse them if you run for the same office?
You wouldn't do that.
I would. I'm pretty cheap.
Well, it's your responsibility to do what you want with them, but
make Frankfurt great again, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, I was thinking about maybe picking some up. You could use them for yard sale signs.
It's the candidate's responsibility to pick up their own sign.
It is. It absolutely is. So we'll see how that goes, too. That might be a good follow-up story. But we've got way off the track here. And the Frankfurt mayoral candidates, Lewis Wheeler and Chris McBarnes, will be squaring off on Tuesday, April 30th, 6 p.m. in the Frankfurt Middle School cafeteria. It'll be live here on WILO and live and archived on WILOTV.com. A couple sponsors for that already, and I wrote them down, and I've got them in my office, so I don't want to misspeak. But we appreciate that and those efforts. And then, of course, Shan Sheridan and myself in the studio on Tuesday, May 7th for election coverage 2019. Well, you came back from lunch yesterday, Ken, and you told me that a historic building may be no more.
All right.
The Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is a shell of itself this morning after a raging fire destroyed the iconic building's towering spire and caused the roof to collapse. More than 400 firefighters descended on the scene as thousands of onlookers looked on and were able to save the main structures, including its two bell towers. Despite the extensive damage, French President Emmanuel Macron has vowed to rebuild the historic landmark, and I saw where a billionaire in France also said he would put several million toward rebuilding. I don't know if it would cost that much, right? I mean, it was just spire and part of
it. Well,
part
it
of
will,
the building.
Because it'll cost a lot more than you think.
Yeah, because the ripoff artists, right?
No, you're messing with history.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, there's once it burns, it can't go back to the historical structure it once was.
The problem is, so they can
reproduction.
They can try and redo it, which it's burned. It burned before. That's where the current site was put on a site that burned previously. Anyway,
yeah, back in 1482.
And actually, it was 12 something.
1287.
Yeah, no. 12 where it was.
Well, they were able to save a couple of the relics that they were that was very special, including the St. Louis tunic, the tunic of St. Louis, which is basically a shirt, and the crown of thorns, which many Catholics believe was worn by Jesus Christ when he was going to the cross. Party line, good morning.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
I have a question. You were talking about the, what is it, the Medal of Honor that the Tiger Woods?
Yeah.
Okay, now, how is this honorable?
Or Medal of Freedom or whatever it was.
Yeah, now, how is this? He hasn't done anything. He's an adulterer. I guess one likes the other, huh?
Well, you know, I'm all for second chances a lot of times. But, yeah, Tiger had some bad PR about 5 years ago. He was found passed out in his car on pain medication, alcohol, marijuana, a couple other drugs in his system, and, messing around on his wife.
Yeah. And have you, I've just finished reading the Kushner Inc., the book.
Mm-hmm.
And if you thought that book Fear was scary, you should read this one. It said that the NRA had a back channel to Putin. And now, isn't that communist and illegal? Is that the collusion, maybe?
I don't know. They say the report's going to come out Thursday, so. I'm not.
It was scary. It really was. And according to that, the rabbis are running the White House.
Oh, well, I've heard a little bit about that. In certain circles.
Yeah, and now we're not that old, but when John Kennedy was president, the saying was that, the Pope is going to run the White House.
Yeah,
so maybe we should think about this.
Catholics are a lot more powerful than we know.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks, guys. I just thought I'd chime in.
Okay. We appreciate your call as always, Tim.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. So, Kim, the Justice Department says the final report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller should be released to both Congress and the public on Thursday. It's a 400-page report, and it's the result of a nearly two-year investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. How many pages do you think it's going to be by the time they give us the redacted version?
I think that's how we're going to get a redacted version no matter what it is.
Oh, yeah. They've already said that.
Yeah, which to me is a bunch of bull.
Well, they say it's taken a couple weeks to redact the report, calling it necessary to protect confidential and sensitive material, which I get some. But,
There's nothing sensitive anymore.
Again, Barr is appointed by Trump with the FBI and the Justice Department, so it doesn't pass the smell test.
No, it doesn't.
Barr said Mueller did not find evidence of conspiracy or collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign. He also noted that Mueller did not exonerate the president on obstruction of justice. I don't know how you can't have one without the other, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It just, again, doesn't pass the smell test. Well, actress Lori Loughlin and her husband are fighting the college admissions scam. According to documents filed yesterday in Boston federal court, Loughlin and her husband pled not guilty to federal fraud and money laundering charges. They also waived their right to appear in federal court for an arraignment. Loughlin and her fashion designer husband are accused of paying $500,000 and bribes to get her kids into USC, and they face hefty fines and prison time. Nearly a week ago, fellow actress Felicity Huffman agreed to plead guilty in the same scandal. But now they've upped it a little bit with Lori Loughlin on the laundering money charges. That's some serious, serious stuff. But, it's kind of like anything else with celebrities. They'll probably walk or have to pay a fine, which is nothing. Well, did you see that another Republican is joining the race for the 2020 presidency?
Mm-hmm.
Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld announced yesterday he's running for president as a Republican. In a video announcement, Weld's campaign pointed to his record of leading a traditionally blue state as a Republican. The campaign also declared America deserves better before playing clips of controversial statements from Donald Trump. He better watch who he's picking on, right? Trump will come up with a nickname for him, and he'll be done. Weld was actually the independent party he ran for president last time
right.
On the independent party. He and another
Libertarian Gary Johnson.
Yeah, very good. So, and I kind of like those guys, but you look at them and you see them interviewed, and they're kind of like Beavis and Butthead. You know, they sit there and they laugh, and they're talking about all these weird things that really don't affect people. Did you see them?
No, I've not seen them, but I just know this. You know, this, to me, that's what all politicians are
anymore. Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah. Basically, at that level, that's what they all are.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to get any vote any way they can.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care how they do it or what they say.
Well, they were saying some crazy stuff last presidential election.
Well, I know when we had a Libertarian running here in Frankfurt a few years ago. I mean, we knew what we were getting. You know, we had him in here, and it was kind of. And we had the Libertarian Party in here for a while that day.
Yeah.
So it was interesting.
Did they make sense when they were in here?
The guy who ran the party, I thought, kind of did. Yes.
Now. The Libertarians, from the way I understand, they basically say live and let live, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They tend to be more conservative, but I kind of like that. I you know, it seems like I identify pretty well with libertarians, but I don't know, just a bit of a stretch for me. Well, the Queen of Soul is a Pulitzer Prize winner. Aretha Franklin has been awarded the Pulitzer's Special Citation for the Arts for her contribution to American music and culture. She's the first female artist and one of less than a dozen musicians to receive the honor despite her death last year. I still miss Aretha Franklin. Pleasant smells may be just what the doctor ordered for smokers trying to quit. Research published by the American Physiological Association shows smokers who get a whiff of something they like have less of an urge to light up. Smokers were asked to simply hold a cigarette and rate their desire to light it. The ratings dropped significantly after they smelled something pleasant like chocolate and apple or vanilla. Researchers aren't sure exactly why it works, but they believe it may distract the urge to smoke by bringing up happy memories. So there you go. I'm going to carry some chocolate around in my pockets all day. Well, a dog is safe after being rescued 136 miles out from shore in the Gulf of Thailand. I couldn't help but laugh at this story. I don't know why, kid. It just struck me funny. Oil rig worker spotted the pup struggling to keep its head above water last week. The dog swam up to the rig's equipment, and workers kept her for 2 days until she boarded a vessel to Thailand. On Sunday, the dog was taken to the vet for a screening. Still unclear how the canine ended up stranded in open ocean, but one thing is clear is that she has many people lining up to adopt her. So
that's, exactly right.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
But 136 miles out from shore, I guess dog paddling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Carl Lane, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Kevin and Ken. I got thinking about you said that we do not have any dialysis machines in the Frankfurt Hospital now.
I'm trying to figure out whether we do or not. I'm trying to get to the bottom of it because I saw a lot on Facebook over the weekend about people complaining that we don't have it and they have to go to Lebanon or other communities.
It's hard for me to believe that the commissioners. I don't really believe that because I don't think the commissioners, the county commissioners in Frankfurt, would do something like that. I mean, I don't think that they would tear down a hospital that we remodeled a few years ago to build a new one that's going to be half the size or a fourth of the size and not have that because they was making $800,000-$900,000, according to what they said on the radio, a year leasing that to St. Vincent or whoever owned it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they said that they would regroup that $800,000 or $900,000 of that great big fancy ambulance place they're putting in down there.
Right.
I just don't think the commissioners would have operated that way. I believe that we have it because I can't see commissioners doing that.
Well,
they have to make agreements before that ever went through with IU.
Yeah, but I don't know, Carl, if they talk about details like that, you know? I mean,
well,
you talk
why
about,
wouldn't you?
Well,
you're the commissioner of Clinton County. You would have to talk about
not
details.
Necessarily.
Not when it comes to services and stuff.
Why not? Why do you have a commissioner for then?
Well, they have
it. Sign your name?
Well, they have several duties, but I think there isn't. I don't think there is a dialysis service here in town.
Carl, let me put it to you this way. I have reached out to IU. I reached out to the person who's in charge, and she wanted to refer me over to somebody at Lafayette, which I have not gotten around to doing yet. But to me, if you have it, say you got it. But what I'm saying, when they're referring me over to Lafayette, that tells me they don't have it.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Well, the other thing is, you mentioned $8,000 or $9,000. That's nothing to the healthcare industry. $8,000 or $9,000, they spend that at lunch.
I'm talking about $800,000 to $900,000.
Oh, well, yeah,
that's what they got. Wasn't that what they used to lease the hospital for, Ken?
I don't remember anymore.
I'm pretty sure that's what was said on the radio. $800,000 to $900,000.
But you know, the thing of it is, we really haven't had natal care for adults, for babies, who wanted to have babies here had to go down to Lebanon or elsewhere to get their have kids, basically.
But it's all about money, you know.
And well, we need to have a commissioner to call in and talk to you guys where you can put it out to the public how it is, you know. that way, because they know. They would have to know, wouldn't they?
You would think so. Maybe we'll ask them next time around here. But yeah,
yeah,
that'd
be nice.
Yeah, I was hoping somebody would call in who knew or
yes.
You know, because
well, they should. I don't know anything about it, but it sounds to me like the way you're talking on the radio, there's a lot of people in Frankfurt on that.
Yeah, I don't know what the numbers are, but, you know, there's several in each community. You know, dialysis is pretty common these days.
Yeah. All right. And, hey, you guys have a wonderful day.
You too, Carl. We appreciate the call, as always. And South Carolina man's lucky lotto numbers are paying off after 20 years of playing with the same set of numbers. The man from Beaufort, South Carolina, said he won $100,000 after playing his usual numbers in the April 7th Cash 5 drawing. Those lucky numbers, which are a combination of his family's birthdays and wedding anniversaries, are 2, 5, 17, 26, and 27. Said he didn't even need to check his ticket to know he had won because he had memorized the numbers after all these years. All right, just a couple minutes left in the party line portion of things. If you'd like to give us a call, you're welcome to at 659-3338. Actually, don't, because our phones are going crazy right now like we're doing a contest. We had just had like a power surge or something here, so we're going to try to figure all that out. My main studio computer still looks okay, though. So I think we're pretty good there. Ken is cussing and discussing things in the other room. He's on the phone looking real serious. So again, today we'll look for warmer conditions from the Skywatch weather forecast. Partly cloudy with a high 72. Cloudy tonight, low at 55, and mostly cloudy tomorrow, high 72. And then Thursday, breezy with rain showers likely, high 68. And Friday, cooler, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain, a high at 52. It's 48 now from your official weather station, WILO. We'll be back with more Party Line next.
This is Party Line.
If for any reason you must leave your radio, please have the man at the door stamp your ear so you can listen again later.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
Casper Media is a member of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world get together regularly and trade ideas on how to serve our communities and help our listeners. Casper Media has been a member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991 and has even hosted the Idea Bank Convention over the years. Casper Media is proud to be a daily contributor to the International Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.